Hello. Come on, Barbie. Show me pussy.
Let's get right into it, folks. I got chocolate all over my hands. I was in a pretty bad mood, but now
you
I
look
got,
awesome, dude.
Now I got cookie in me.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that, you know, life is pretty bad.
Yep.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
Hit me with it.
This is a dumb thought. I mean, not that the idea itself is stupid, but that it's just the kind of thing a moron would think and then think to repeat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, so it's like Elon Musk is trying to buy Twitter, and then everyone's calling him a faggot for doing
it.
And then he's on there being like, these are political attacks. And it's like, this is the richest man in the world.
I know.
And he is not any happier than me.
No.
He has all that shit. Mm-hmm. And it still doesn't, like, it's just visible. Because there was, at least before this, you know, it's like, everything's fucked. There's people at the top that control everything and make your life dog shit and fucking everyone has to suffer so they can have this position. But at least you get to think, like, well, he's probably happy or something, or at least fucking kids or something.
Sure.
No, he's just being a faggot on Twitter. Yeah. I almost preferred the world where they were secretly having sex with
100%.
Children.
Kevin Durant's going to war with the subreddit daily.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's just Kevin Durant. I mean, that's not a guy with hundreds of billions of dollars.
Well, he's got 1 billion.
He's got a billy.
Yeah, but that's still not like.
I know what you mean.
You know, he's not fucking Carlos Slim or.
That's always been my issue with Elon is that he's just a fucking loser.
Yeah, he's still posting
because it's like.
Bezos ain't posting. I guess he's doing muscle pics.
Bezos is posting a little bit, a different tact of posting.
Yeah.
He's also a fucking loser. If you're that rich, we should not even know your name.
Yeah.
That's the real fucking guys.
There have to be guys like that, right?
There are. They're in Monaco. Fucking, they are definitely getting pussy that...
They're doing the satanic
fucking Dominic Strauss-Kahn, dude.
Yep. Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
Hey! Mind if I suck on your coconut titties there? Now the bit is that Dominic Strauss-Kahn is Joe List.
He is Joe List, right.
And he's hey, nice racist. Titties, Congo. Why don't you let me play him like a...
He's also Robin Williams.
Yeah, that's... I'm not even doing Joe List. I'm covered in chocolate.
You are very covered in chocolate. Would you get a chocolate chip cookie or a scone? Or
I got a chocolate chip cookie and a snickerdoodle.
Oh.
I went 2 cookies.
The dick is hard today.
Because the ice cream shop was closed.
That did break my heart, too.
And I'm actually, like, very sad. And
you deserve it, buddy.
I either eat this shit or I try to cry and fail. Mm-hmm. That's the thing is, like, I haven't been able to... I literally have not cried since the Fast and the Furious 6 finale.
Of course.
The movie.
R.I.P. What about Up? You ever watch
that
Up?
Came out before.
Okay, you're right.
And I remember getting close, but at the first 5 minutes.
The first 5 minutes are brutal.
You cried Call Me By Your Name, and that's after Fast 6.
No,
yeah, he did.
Yeah,
that's
did.
Right. He was crying the whole movie, actually.
I think he cried at the end where they called each other by the name.
No, he was crying the whole movie.
No, it's a good movie, but I did not cry.
Yeah, he cried.
Adam, you cry every fucking day.
So what? So what,
I'm
dude?
Making an accurate point.
You
suck
get
me by
you
your
get.
I tell you what's worse than crying is trying to and not being able to.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
because then you just, you're like, it's like you're trying to,
trying
grow,
to push
it's like,
it
like trying to grow
shit.
A beard.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like that same kind of.
It's natural. It's going to happen or it's
trying
not.
To squeeze out a cry.
Mm.
Well, yo, after you cry, dude, you get a natural rush of endorphins that's most similar to doing Molly. So I'm fucking tripping, bro, all day.
You're tripping over my dick and balls.
Not.
I just want to say real quick at the top of the episode, because I gave a wrong date in the last time I was on the pod. My special officially is coming out June 5th for real, 100%. I know I said it would be out literally 2 days ago, but we had some technical snafus, and then I didn't want to release it on Memorial Day or Labor Day, whatever the fuck's coming
out
up.
Out of respect.
Out of respect to the fucking...
To the labor.
What's that's what Memorial Day's for? Is for workers that got sucked into machines?
Yep. Yeah.
No, that's Labor Day. Mm. Memorial Day is when you remember the best pussy you ever got, and you take a whole day off to be like, damn, that was awesome.
Is it? That Memorial Day and Veterans Day were both veterans, and then Labor Day was workers.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Veterans Day is for veterans. Memorial Day is to remember the pussy you got.
Mm-hmm.
And just sit around and have a barbecue. And that's why whoever got the best pussy throws the barbecue and celebrates.
No, for real though, what the fuck is Memorial Day for?
It's
the
for
Titanic?
The people, no, the people that died. The veterans are for the people that
live.
Mm. They just went.
Bunch of John McCain losers.
Mm. Yeah.
Not the real heroes.
When's Gay Day?
Gay Day? It's a month.
Whatever, December something, I forget. But yeah, that's what it is.
Damn, that's fucked up, dude. I know your birthday. Now I'm going to forget your birthday. And it's gone.
December.
And it's gone.
I know it's in December.
And you know what? It's gone. So don't even bother remembering it because I've forgotten yours.
I don't know Adam's birthday. April Fool's Day?
No.
April 10th.
Fuck.
It's fine. I don't remember anyone's birthday, including my girlfriend.
I know Eldest's birthday.
Well, of course you know your girlfriend's birthday. It was 2 years ago.
What are you talking about?
Her actual, the day she was born.
The day she was born. People celebrate the day they were born every
year.
You were
there. I love the idea of somebody going.
I was the OBGYN. Mm-hmm.
Pussy to table.
Yeah.
From your mama's pussy to my mouth.
Gene charts on some buy a bride website. You bred two people. And he's like, this is going to be my child bride. The charts.
What if you just got an ugly, like you just picked two of the hottest people, but then the baby was ugly?
Mm-hmm.
That would be fucking devastating.
Yeah.
If it's you're doing sexual eugenics.
It's bullshit when that happens.
It'd be a fun, summer
Zendaya's
movie.
Have you seen parents?
Ugly baby.
It. Are they ugly?
They're ugly.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a fucking piece of ace.
She's really beautiful.
Let me see. Let me look up Zendaya's.
Who's Zendaya? Is that Z-Way?
It's like another type.
Mm.
No, Zendaya's from Spider-Man and...
And Euphoria.
And I think she was in the Disney, oh, wow. Yeah, these really are.
Yeah, so it's like you never know, right? You never know. You could get two Uggos together and make a
Her dad looks like bootleg Randy Jackson.
Yeah, he kind of does.
And her mom looks like bootleg, who's the fucking Russian bitch?
Randy Jackson is so funny. The fact that he somehow managed to continue losing 100 pounds every year.
He looks the bad. Last, he needs the weight back.
For the last, yeah, I mean, he looks like a fucking floor lamp at this point.
Yeah. He does not look good.
Yeah, just like Al Sharpton, he lost too much weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he keeps doing it. Every time it's like, wow, Randy Jackson is unrecognizable after recent weight loss.
Yeah.
And it's like, I forget what he even started at.
And what was even why was he even on that show? He was the... Like a replacement bass player for Journey?
No, he was a producer, isn't he?
Oh.
He's
a music producer? He was a producer, but you could be right.
I think he
played
bass for Journey.
I love it. You've got that soul. You've got that style. You've got the X factor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yeah, he's too skinny. Yeah, he definitely is.
It is very funny to have a music talent show, and the judges are some British fucking cunt that nobody knows. Mm-hmm.
The only one with any talent is Paula Abdul.
Yeah, right.
Well, she wasn't necessarily known for her singing. It's a singing competition, but she was a dancer.
But she had a hit single. Straight up, don't tell me, can I see your fucking penis with binoculars? No, you can't.
Paula Abdul. Abdul's. It's wild to hold on to that name, you know?
Paula Abdul?
Yeah, not do a stage name.
Why?
Because
it's just, you know, it's very threatening.
Abdul?
Yeah. Do you get nervous when you hear that name?
Well, yeah, it's like
perspire.
It was originally Paula Abdullah.
Mm.
She took out the A. Abdullah. Paula Abdul. Wait, did I say my special comes out June 5th?
Yeah, you did.
On my YouTube channel.
What's the name of it?
Live at the Lodge Room.
Live at the Lodge Room.
I wanted to call it Fat Little Slut, but but the algorithm, that would have been a problem.
You shouldn't
have
done it,
I know, but the algorithm.
You, no,
brother.
You shouldn't have said that. Now you broke my heart.
I know, dude. Believe
Fat
me.
Fat Little Slut would have been
believe
amazing.
Believe me, Adam. I had this. This was something I was wrestling with for months.
Oh, my God. You must have been tortured
by
that.
I was torn when the, because I like asked a couple like algo type motherfuckers. They were like, look, it's going to be an issue. Mm. I was like, fuck! But, you know, whatever. Fat Little Slut lifestyle continues.
Dude, we got to push these tickets. I'll be in Raleigh June 9th through the 11th. You can check that out. And if you're in Jersey, actually.
And I'll be the same weekend. I'll be in Providence. So come through there.
And if you're in New Jersey that weekend, my friend asked me if I could just mention the AsburyTattooFest.com.
All right. Check that out.
So tell us, say hi to John.
Go say hi to John. Ask to see his penis. He'll give you a free tattoo.
He's yatted up.
Say, Nick sent me. So you have to say, Nick sent me. Can I see your penis? And then he'll give you a free Paula Abdul tattoo.
But more importantly.
With her pussy. It'll be a completely photorealistic picture of her pussy.
Yeah. She's got to scale.
To scale. She's got a little pussy.
She's got a needle that comes in and out of her pussy to do tattoos.
Yeah.
and she just sort of scoots around you like a CNC router.
Yes, she does.
Leaving designs.
Let's look up young Paula Abdul here so we can get
Let's look up she was a Laker young girl. Paula Abdul's asshole and pussy.
Yeah, look that up. let's dial that up.
She was married to Emilio Estevez?
She was.
Wait, who's that again? Oh, right. Now I remember.
Emilio.
Her father was Harry Abdul.
Now that's a threatening name.
Harry Abdul.
My name is Scary Abdullah.
Scary Abdul.
My name is Scary Ahmed.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and search Paula Abdul nude.
Muslims are really, they're going to have to do another 9/11.
Why is she Muslim?
That? She's from Syria.
That's Muslim.
Or at least or at least Harry was.
She could be Christian.
That's true.
Yeah, but Muslim, ooh. You know what we mean by Muslim.
What do you mean?
Just means any brown guy.
Yeah.
That's not Latino or light-skinned.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Straight up, now can I see your fucking penis? I'm horny.
Is it the tooth fairy or the teeth fairy?
Tooth.
Okay. Who's the teeth fairy then?
There's no teeth fairy, right. You fucking there is. Weirdo.
I think it's a colloquial thing.
I don't believe it is.
That's the funniest of all the magical children.
The tooth fairy?
Yeah, the fake.
He's a gay guy? He's a gay dentist.
What the hell?
Sorry, dude. I went too far there.
You honestly went too far.
I shouldn't have said that.
She looks real Middle Eastern in her high school pics. I love
really?
It.
She probably has big eyebrows, huh?
No, just her hair. Honestly, I would smash no problem at any. And honestly, right now I'll smash.
Yeah.
When she was sitting on those on those Mexicans during what the fuck was that movie?
The Borat too.
The gay Borat.
Bruno.
When she was sitting on those Mexican guys on. Oh my god, so fucking funny.
Yeah, the human furniture.
And how about this, Paula? You can sit on another part of me. My back or my cock.
You want her to sit on your back?
Well, like the guys.
Oh. You should get a cock on your back or a pussy, like a little blowhole.
That'd be cool.
I don't want a pussy. I want even a cock on my back. I want to watch. Like, if someone's sucking my cock, I can't see it. It doesn't really do that much. I'm a very visual guy.
Yeah.
Half of it is looking at her sucking cock.
Dude, she has a lot of involvement with the police.
Yeah.
Paul Abdul.
A lot more than you would expect.
Oh, with a name like that, you got to prove that you're...
Guess what?
Prove you're on the,
Abdul
on the side
is
of the blue.
Observant in her Jewish faith.
Oh, what? Yep. She's a Syrian Jew?
She's a Syrian Jew who her family immigrated to Brazil. Her mother's Canadian with Jewish roots.
Because her mom.
And her dream is to go to Israel for a real holiday.
Oh. Now we understand how Paula
That's
stuck around
dream.
In show business
you,
so
you're
long.
Literally a rich person.
You know what's got
to
be?
My dream is to go to Israel.
You know what would be a fun sitcom, like a Norman Lear sitcom? Is a Jewish family that leaves, you know, Nazi Germany in like 1933.
Mm-hmm.
And they move to Argentina. And they're like... We'll be safe here. And then 10 years later, they got some new neighbors.
They got some, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Guess who's moving next door? It's Adolf. Adolf's next door. Adolf's next door. We filmed in front of a live studio audience. Now they're here also in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't convince they learned Spanish. We didn't. So they're telling the neighbors about us.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to, what was that guy's name? Herman Mueller, who was like a power forward for the Spurs, who was Argentinian, but his name was Herman Mueller, and he looked like he was a 6'9", blue-eyed.
There's a lot of that
I remember Tiago Splitter.
The funniest of the white Argentinian, clearly this person was a Nazi bullshit, was when there was that one... That white Argentinian girl wrote the article about Hillary Clinton.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Her abuelita.
Yeah, my abuelita.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Herman Miller, that's a chair.
That's a chair company.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you said name? Mueller.
Maybe it is Mueller.
The Mueller Report.
I love the Mueller Report.
We wish you a Mueller Christmas.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
it's so nice knowing all those guys are going to die of monkeypox.
On SNL?
No, the Mueller Christmas video.
Oh,
guys.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't think I was thinking of Thiago. Who the fuck was that guy? Maybe he didn't play for the Spurs. Maybe
the funniest, obviously authentic Brazilian is
Gisele Bündchen.
Fuck, who the fuck was this guy?
There's this guy, the goalie for Liverpool, Alisson Becker. But he's
bended
just like,
Becker.
He's just a bended like German.
Did anyone watch that show?
I did.
Really?
I honestly watched.
Yeah, his best friend
was
blind.
A blind black
guy. He was cool.
It's weird because I remember that show being on forever.
Together.
I remember that being like, I was like, I'm never gonna watch this.
I feel like it was on a lot. Not like you try to watch it, but it's just on.
It was on a lot.
Yeah.
Becker got himself some pussy too.
Dude, Danson's got some sauce.
Becker, let's look it up. Let's maybe play a video.
You want to watch an app?
No, I mean 1998 to 2004. Oh, and he's got the Joe Harari haircut.
Who the fuck am I thinking of, bro? Who the fuck was that blonde guy? Fuck.
Ted Danson. Alex Desert. That's the name of the black guy.
Sounds awesome.
Severio Guerra, Hattie Winston, Nancy Travis. Mondays, am I right?
It's Tuesday.
I'm just trying to... Oh, it is Tuesday. That fucked up my whole day, my whole week, actually.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck was this fucking guy's name?
Boris Becker.
Tennis player? He just went to jail.
He did.
For not paying his taxes.
Who did?
Boris Becker.
Who the fuck is that?
He's a famous German redheaded tennis player.
I got Adam has pictures of him all over his room.
That's not true.
Posters of this guy.
No, you know that's not true. You know I'm an Agassi man.
I love Agassi because he was wearing a weaves.
Yeah.
You're not a man at all.
What are you talking about?
Prepare yourself to be misgendered, my friend.
Don't you dare.
On guard, ma'am.
Don't you dare. People talk about how painful it is for trans people to be misgendered, but what about cisgender people? Like
was
myself?
It Walter Heinrich? Yes, Walter Hermann Heinrich. Is an Argentine former professional basketball player. I mean, just look this. Walter Hermann, that was his name.
You know what's funny is like all the...
And he was born Walter Hermann Heinrich. He had to drop the Heinrich. That's so fucking
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, to have a name. Some of those Nazis, they had even like super Nazi names that were like even more. Because you would think Hitler would be the apex.
Of course.
But then guys that are like Heydrich Hateheart. Dungeon Wolf.
Yeah, I guess he never actually played for the Spurs. I just thought he did.
Yeah.
But he was on the Argentinian team. He played for Charlotte and Detroit. He was only in the league 2 years, and then he played in Europe. But yeah, his name was Walter Hermann Heinrich, a 6'9", 225, blonde hairs, Argentinian, wink, wink. Oh, fuck. I have to shit. Should I shit in your house, Adam?
You absolutely should.
To give you a little taste of your own medicine?
You can. But just leave the door open.
Argentinian. You guys can have fun with that.
Argentinian?
Yeah, hard Argentinian.
Hard Argentinian.
Yeah. Something smells like it's burning.
I don't know. It might be from outside.
I think, yeah, outside.
I have the window open.
What do you think that is? Garbage?
Sometimes on my block, there's a garbage whiff.
Lady Godiva, something fucking else.
Show us your pussy.
Joan of Arc.
Lady Godiva, we're horny for pussy.
Let me see Maud's pussy.
Let me see your pussy, baby.
Maud.
Oh, Becker was a doctor.
Yes, I knew that. I said that already.
I forgot. I wasn't listening.
Dude. Don't disrespect the Beck man like that.
He got 6 seasons out of that.
4 questions for Harmony Becker in Publishers Weekly. This sounds like good content.
All right, let's go.
Well, obviously, she's the author of Himawari House by Harmony Becker. It's a manga for young Asian American girls. Asian American author and cartoonist Harmony Becker illustrated George Takei's acclaimed graphic novel They Call Us Enemy before writing her debut graphic novel Himawari House.
Himawari House.
Which originated as a webcomic called The Himawari Share. The book tells the coming-of-age story of a Japanese-American girl reconnecting with her Japanese heritage while spending a year. You know, it's funny because I remember like reading stuff like this as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading about like Japanese kids in internment camps and like having emotions and empathy and relating to it and thinking like, you know, it's weird because, you know, we're all people or whatever. Now I'm an old man. I'm like, fuck these kids. Mm-hmm. Fuck this book.
Yep.
Fuck, we should have dropped the bomb. We should have. They should have dropped the bomb here, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We should all be dead.
Yeah, that's badass, dude.
You think that has to do with age?
I think it is. I think you mature and you realize, you know, because it's like the classic saying, if you're not a liberal when you're young, you got no heart. And if you're not a
suicidal
drug addict by the time you're 30 years old who just wants a gun.
Right.
To just really make some real kind of noise before you turn it on yourself.
Right. You want to get your money's worth, though.
And wait, that's
the
like
gun was expensive.
Yeah, that's Mark Twain, I think.
Well, Samuel Beckett.
Yeah. And that's actually the log line of Harmony.
Becker's the show.
Harmony Beckwater.
Idiot.
You're right.
Don't try and out tidbit me when I do tidbits as a joke.
Mark Twain and Becker.
What can you tell us?
Ted Danson and Mark Twain. Ted Danson with gray hair and Mark Twain are very hard to keep apart.
It's true.
Can you tell us a bit about the inspiration behind him, Warren House? I wanted to write something I knew, and I wanted to explore something that maybe wasn't a super common experience. One experience I've always had a hard time relaying the depth of is how intense the immersion experience into a foreign language is. I moved to Korea for a year and a half. My mom is Japanese. I just thought, what do I know a lot about? And well, this is interesting because this is being presented as like a diversity story, but this is the Japanese oppressor moving to Korea.
Yeah, they fucked up Korea.
Yeah, so this is I don't understand why this is supposed to be like a story about immersion or no? You're the colonizer.
Mayo ass, Japanese. Koopu mayor. What's that mayo called? Koopy.
Koopy.
Yeah, Koopy mayo ass. That's what we call Japanese people.
Yeah, that's right.
Koopy mayo asses coming into Korea.
Western media has a habit
Manchuria.
Of displaying accents in a negative way. But your graphic novel treats accents in a respectful way and not for comedic effect. What are they even talking about? Like a snooty French waiter? Is that what they mean by...
I think they mean probably, I would say, 30 to 40% of the show.
That's not. There's nothing negative about it.
You would say every time you do a Chinese voice, it's a celebration of the culture.
I would say it's funny. That's not negative.
It's funny because... different people sound different.
Yeah, that's
to
just
different cultures.
That's just funny.
I'm just saying what they're saying, man.
Yeah, I know, but I like. I hope that China's laughing at us.
I think they are.
And the way we,
I
sound.
I think it's respect.
Yeah, because it sounds different. That's funny.
You see that video, that famous video of a Chinese or
there's
Asian
a Chinese guy that's like, oh, Adam Friedland, Chong, Ching Chong. Ching Chong.
I do have a lot of fans.
Oh, yeah, Adam Friedman.
Have you seen that video of the guy being like, I think I'll use my credit card?
Yeah.
It's a classic. Do you have anything non-dairy?
Would you like a hamburger?
That's how, shout out to, there's a, he's not Asian at all. He's from England, but there was a exchange student at my college, and his attempt at being American was like, I'll have a hot dog.
He was British?
Hot dog hamburger.
Yeah, that shit is always funny. When you ask a foreign person to do an impression of an American, it is hilarious.
Yeah, but then like half of Hollywood now
where,
are like,
my cousin was like, where is my dollars? That was his American
funny.
Shout out to Onitha.
Where is my dollars?
Where is my dollars?
Yeah, the phrases they land on is always so good.
There was a Belgian kid in my college who's like
cowboy spaghetti.
And he's like, I am learning your curse words. And we're like what? And he's like, you are a bomb. He thought that was a cuss. It was cute.
Did you suck his cock?
The Merovingian.
No. Shout out to Nico. Good boy.
The Merovingian.
The Merovingian.
Shout out to the Merovingian.
That's why I speak French. It's like wiping your ass with
shit. It's like wiping your pussy with dog shit. It's like wiping your pussy with cake. I think that was a line, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Wiping your pussy with cake.
Neo, I must show you something. You see the dumb bitch sitting behind you. I have just invented the cake that makes her pussy tickle. Watch. Watch her pussy become make so much gum that she her pussy farts because of the code. Thank you. That's
shout
the
out to the Merv.
That's the Merovingian from that. That was a scene from memory entirely.
Dude, You, honestly, you're like,
my
you're
acting.
Savant.
My acting is getting pretty good.
It's getting really good.
It's like the you got
Neo. I see you brought your girlfriend. I have many girlfriends because I'm fucking I'm French guy, but yeah. So I sound like a fag. But I'm just a, I'm a robot who loves pussy and going to a restaurant.
How did
honestly,
they even come up with that?
That's my source code too. Mm-hmm. Going to restaurants, getting pussy, having yeah. dessert. A pie that can that would taste like pie and then also make a girl's pussy wet.
Mm-hmm. That's probably, yeah, that's sounds how awesome. You get all your hypotheticals.
I might try
much.
To rewatch the new Matrix again.
No, dude, it's not worth it. Come on.
It was really upsetting. It you so like you feel bad. I was trying to figure out what the movie felt like, and it feels like you can tell Lana did not want to write the movie and is just frustrated at having to write another Matrix yeah. movie the entire know. Fucking
something,
time.
Something honestly, I see where she's coming from.
Yeah.
What is it, what is the last 2 years of this podcast?
Literally.
If not the newest
in
Matrix.
In fact, you could say the statement I just made is entirely projection.
I don't think, yeah. I think
you could make the claim that that is.
I think she probably wanted to make the movie. And it
no,
just
I think the studio kind of like bullied.
Yeah, because they were like, look, either we're making it or you're making
her
it.
They're like, look, we couldn't tell a man what to do, but some her. Fucking dumb bitch, yeah. you better get in there.
Right.
And sew us a new movie. Why don't you cook some? Cook yeah, up a new nah. Matrix movie.
It was cool when they
you know that you know there's probably some studio dickhead studio executive that said like maybe you could do something about being trans.
Yeah,
you know that she probably got that note over. What if you did like a Matrix about being fucking
you
trans?
Made it more trans.
What if there was a trans? What if it could really explore that and thought about you know how the Matrix is about being? Maybe then you could do a new movie.
Maybe you could queer it.
Maybe one of the plugs could be the, in his penis.
In his ass. Or maybe the plug turns his
maybe
penis into a
maybe he could get his
pussy.
Penis cut off and turn into a plug. No, you can't fire me. I'm Jewish. I can't be fired. I'm sorry.
That's not how it works.
It's 100%. I was in the IDF. You can't fire
That's
me.
That's not how it works.
I was a homosexual IDF soldier. I am basically...
Oh, that's... God tier.
Yeah, I'm basically like one of the like no, the
that is the only ones hire the hot IDF bitches. Mm-hmm. You ever see them?
Yeah,
they
rock.
Look awesome. Yeah. I would love to get
no,
some.
No, Hollywood
off
has
them.
Been purged of all its Jews.
Nice
strike.
Mm-hmm.
Persecution.
Nice try. Well,
they called it. They called it Kristallnacht too. When Harvey
when
went
Brian
to jail.
Singer and Harvey.
They called it the night of long knives.
The sequel number two. Number two. Ah,
oh, shit. I fucked up. BlueChew.com.
It's
Blue Chew makes your dick hard.
Blue Chew, it's a pill.
Then here's what. It, what were we watching? Traffic earlier?
We were just watching Traffic.
My daughter's gone to the hood to take dick pills. She's gone to a black neighborhood to take dick pills.
It is cool when they just make it into that. That other movie.
What movie? Sicario?
Where he's trying to get his daughter back from being a whore.
Sicario's like 20 years after Traffic, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're the same kind of movie.
It's like Sicario and...
I haven't seen Traffic. My dick is too hard to have ever seen it.
And that fucking Paul Schrader movie with George C. Scott, what's it called?
BlueChew.com, if you haven't seen Sicario, check it out, and while you're watching it, think about going to BlueChew.com mm-hmm. and picking up some dick pills. Sicario is brought to you by BlueChew.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes. I should rewatch the car. I never saw the second one, Day of la Fiesta. De Siesta.
Day of the Soldado.
Well, it's very funny because the guy that wrote both Sicario, Hell or High Water, and that show Yellowstone.
Dads love Yellowstone.
He's also on Sons of Anarchy. He's like a guy that's like he. They're good. They're good, but it's like. I don't know how to explain it. It's like. Because Sons of Anarchy is also good television, but then you watch like interviews with. The guy that made the thing, and it's like, this is a, like, mentally disabled person.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
He wrote the shit
sometimes
out of that
that's
show.
What it takes.
Yeah, well, because some people are just, like, good at stories and,
yeah,
you know, feelings and stuff.
Thing.
Yeah, write, yeah, write yeah. shit that's, like, compelling.
He wrote all that shit? Same guy?
Yeah, Taylor Sheridan,
nice.
I guess. I mean, I haven't read
did
any
he,
interviews with him, but it's
did he know
like,
how to ride a motorcycle?
No, no. Kurt Sutter wrote Sons of Anarchy. Taylor Sheridan is on Sons of Anarchy as the local cop.
Oh, he's an actor.
He's an actor also.
Wow.
I think he started off as an actor and then transitioned to writing.
Wow.
Hell or High Water's a banger.
I love that movie, dude.
Yeah. That one's
that
really
fucking
cool.
The Comanche scene is awesome.
I like that even better
Wait,
than
the casino?
Sicario
rules. In the casino, yeah.
Yeah, it's so sick.
And he goes, yeah.
He's crazy.
Comanche means enemies.
Yeah.
He's enemies with who? everybody. And he's like, you know what that makes me? And he's like, makes you a fucking.
I don't remember that part.
Ben Foster's like, that's right, it makes me a fucking. Don't you forget it.
I really.
Because now we're with each other.
I don't actually think they said
you're
that.
You're an. I'm an. Everyone in this whole fucking casino is an. And if I'm going to go down to the bank, I'm going to stick a gun in their face. And when the cops show up, he's going to say it did it because who else would have?
That's right.
And don't you, and you're a Native American ass, better not forget it. I'll see you in heaven.
Yeah. You're indigenous first.
At the,
people's
at the banana
ass.
Buffet, pal.
Yep.
Me and you in line in heaven eating.
I really don't think he said
it. I don't think that was from it. Yeah.
I'll see you there, hell or high water.
Yeah. That part was cool.
I'll see you in heaven, hell or high water. is that what he's saying?
I'll see you. You come hell or high water, I'll see you in heaven, pal. Mr. Comanche.
I really, really, really remember that scene differently.
Well, I'm talking about the
director's
screenplay.
Oh,
I read the screenplay. Yeah. I know you've been trying to get into writing more, so you've been reading more
I've been reading Taylor Sheridan's screenplay. Yeah. Sicario, also a good one. You know,
I haven't seen Yellowstone, though.
Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Kevin Costner is like...
Let's hear it. What is he like?
You want to know what I like about Yellowstone? I'm the only here. Nobody can tell me differently. Who's going to stop me? I decided I'm the of Yellowstone.
That's right.
One man taking it upon himself to be the only in Yellowstone. Kevin Costner.
Really? That's what it's about?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, that's what I mean. There's a common theme in a lot of his...
of Taylor Sheridan's work.
Of his work where there's... A white guy that insists.
Claims he's the N-word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This guy going around saying he's black. He kicks down the door. He's like, I didn't say I'm black. I said I'm a There's a difference.
Oh, yeah. There's two kinds.
And don't you forget it. Come hell or high water.
He uses that phrase a lot, huh?
Why are you saying that? We're in Yellowstone. Come Yellowstone or high water. Don't you forget that I'm the... at BlueChew.com, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you love sex, you'll love Yellowstone and BlueChew.com.
If you're a recently divorced man whose wife left you and a combination of old age, poor health, and heartbreak have left your cock completely useless.
I almost re-upped. I was about to re-up because I always felt like I'll subscribe. They used to give it to us for free. And then that ended.
Yeah.
I was buying it myself.
How dare they?
But I just subscribed to the top tier plan. Then you get like way too many dick pills.
So you just have 1 month?
So you have a stockpile. But now they offer like 9 milligram to Dolafil. Which I don't know if you remember. That shit started with like 3 or something.
I don't even remember.
Dude, you gotta keep.
They keep upping the doses, but
it's the tolerance.
So
levels.
Yeah, I was like, is this safe? I guess. I mean, I'm sure they know what they're doing, but I went.
They do. They definitely.
They
do.
Know what they're
they
doing.
They definitely 100%. Know what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Before, that's what I like about.
Don't
it.
Think about it.
Yeah.
But I went on Reddit, and there's like a Reddit. There's a Blue Chew Reddit.
Hell yeah.
So there's, I guess there's a whole community now of Blue Chew guys.
I think
guys.
It's all those Cumtown subreddit people.
But I saw I saw this like one post. It was like, do you tell your spouse or whatever? And all these guys are like, I haven't told her yet, but things are getting pretty serious and I don't know. It's like, what kind of gay world do these people live in? That fucking like, that a woman will like, hey, guess what? I have a pill so you don't have to suck my dick for an hour.
Yeah.
While I watch fucking, while I watch Yellowstone.
So yeah. Go to BlueChew.com and tell your wife.
Yeah, tell your girlfriend.
No awkward visits to the doctor. Mm-hmm. No waiting in line at the fucking pharmacy. Yeah.
No, just you a hard-ass dick.
A hard-ass
demand.
Dick and chewable tablets sent directly to your house in discreet packaging.
And that's my favorite part.
That's the best part, dude.
Because there's other cock enhancement brands.
Mm-hmm.
You get it. It's a big envelope. So yeah. This guy's cock
Mr.
Don't
Soft
work.
Dick.
And you want to make sure, too, use a promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20.
Yes. For first order free, just pay shipping, and it's only $5, folks.
$5 for a free month of books.
Adam, where'd you get this plan? How the fuck did you even get that in
I got it on fucking Craigslist from
it is a nice
an
plant.
Office was getting rid of it.
It's like it's a very, jungle in
it's
here.
Really big.
It's really big, yeah.
It's dying, too.
It's not dying.
You need to take better care of it.
It's pretty dormant.
You need to take better care of it.
It was so funny to have... to have a giant plant like that. It looks like we're in the zoo, basically.
I like it, honestly.
I love it, too, but it's clearly dying. You're not taking care of it.
It's not clearly dying. You don't
know
shit about
it. It doesn't look good.
Plants.
I have to be honest. That
okay, the plant was sad. When you move a plant, it gets sad, and then it comes back, and it's come back.
You've lived here for years.
I have lived here for a little bit over 1 year, and I've had that plant for less than a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A plant gets sad.
You got your plant. You got your copy of Alice Neal's Painted Truths.
She's a good painter, I have to say. She's one of my favorites.
And there's truth painted.
You should look at the painting. She's pretty good.
Yes, my next film is a movie called Painted Truths.
It's not my book. It's my girlfriend's.
And it's about, it's sort of, it's a modern Western about a painter.
Yeah.
In New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Who finds out he owes the cartel. He paints a picture that the cartel is offended by.
Oh, no.
And so he's being hunted by them, and he has to reinvent himself.
Really? And where is he exactly?
He's in New Mexico.
New Mexico.
And but it's mostly a white community. It's right. Sort of ex-hippies and stuff.
I see.
But he was,
no Latinos there.
No, he's painting now because he was in Afghanistan.
Mm. Oh, to deal with the trauma.
And he's painting. He had nothing to do after high school, so and he was pissed off about 9/11, so he went over there. And his call sign was and I don't know why they let him get away with that, but that's what his call
his
sign.
Call sign in the army?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He'd be like, this is
what, he's driving the big army trucks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
so he was a trucker in Afghanistan for the army.
And there was a black guy in his unit that was like, man, you got to pick a different name.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You can't be that.
Yeah,
we're supposed to be on the same team here.
And he's like, well, you got to take it up with the general.
Oh, the general gave him that name.
And then so his friend went, and the general raped him.
The general killed him. And so he's like, now, out of respect for my dead friend, I will keep this name.
Right.
To honor him, which he
hated. He hated the name.
No.
And now it's kind of.
And now the cartel is after me also. Mm. And so I'm going to show them.
Why are they after me? For the painting?
The painting offended.
And I haven't used that. Here we go. I haven't used that name since my friend died in the army.
Oh, he has to bust it out.
But now that the cartel is after
me. In case of emergency.
I got to let out the in me.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're going to show me I'm not just some painter. They got mad at my painting.
But in fact, you're what?
But in fact, he's what?
And he's a
wow.
Call sign. It's called call sign. Los Desert de los Revengioso.
That would be a pretty good movie.
Call sign colon. Se desertas los Revengiosos.
Los Revengiosos.
Yeah.
That seems like a good movie. Who wrote that?
Taylor Sheridan.
Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah, the man cannot stop.
He is so prolific. He's so good. Yep. BlueChew.com/Taylor Sheridan.
It'll change your life. Mm-hmm. But don't think that it'll afford you the ability to say that word in public.
You've always had that. It's in your heart.
If you believe you
have the pass. Mm-hmm. But listen,
if you believe in yourself.
It's kind of like in Peter Pan.
I believe I can fly.
Remember in Pan Imagination where he tries to see all the food?
Mm-hmm.
If you say it and you don't have the power, we can't help you.
That's right.
So it's up to you, man.
Yeah.
Big risk, big
you have
reward.
To believe.
High risk, high reward.
You have to believe you can fly, you know? Mm-hmm.
I believe I can say. I believe I can say the word.
I think about it every night and day.
N-I-G-G. I'm gonna say that word. Say that word.
Big black church choir.
Say that word.
That's what's playing in a Cumtown's fan's head before he says it and gets the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
He's just thinking.
I would love that, dude. I would honestly love that. It's some retard who loves the show being like, I believe I can say it, and then just being beaten to death. Or like the post office.
By a woman.
And then, yeah, his friends reaching out and being like, you really liked the show. And then just fucking sending it right to the trash.
Locked. Can you give him a shout out, dude?
Kitty, he died.
He actually died saying the N word.
Garbage. Boop, delete.
That's so good. Yeah, so go ahead. Fuck around and find out, boys. How about you guys fuck around and then
so fucking true, Adam.
My next film is actually about a guy who's got into listening to podcasts while in Iraq. Right. And he got, it's a follow up to call sign.
It's a follow up.
It's sort of a spiritual companion to
I see, a spiritual sequel.
Like Yojimbo and Sanjuro.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Sort of a companion film. And fuck.
What happened?
You know when you like put too much like pressure on like a nail for too long, and then you like touch it the other way and it hurts?
Yeah.
You do the electric shock dance. I just did that to myself by accident.
What was the second movie you said?
Yojimbo and Sanjuro. I've actually never seen Sanjuro.
I've never seen Sanjuro.
I just know it's packaged with Yojimbo, so that's just what came out of my
mouth. What's Sanjuro? What happens in Sanjuro?
I have no idea. I've only seen Yojimbo.
Yojimbo's good.
Yojimbo rocks, dude.
Sick.
Do you know who should take a sort of put their spin on that is... Taylor Sheridan. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we started with Yojimbo, landed on The Last Samurai, basically.
Right.
But the twist is instead of a samurai.
Right.
He thinks he's a different.
He thinks he's
the first. No, it's called the first in Japan. The first one, just that final scene on the battlefield against the Gatling gun, and it's a bunch of just guys in like shredder outfits, and then Tom Cruise spinning like a watch chain, dressed like, you know, fucking Steve Harvey.
Yeah,
it looks like The Mask. And he's like, y'all got a machine gun now, huh?
Damn, I didn't see that. I haven't seen the movie.
The Last Samurai?
Is that the end?
Yeah, that's how the movie ends.
Yeah,
oh, that sucks.
Stop hate spoilers.
The movie's I was never going to see that.
I might watch it this afternoon.
Why not, dude? It's sick. You got our boy Ken Watanabe.
Oh, he's good. And listen, Cruz is great.
He's my favorite. Dude, I believe my Friday, display. Top Gun, boys.
Oh, my God, really?
I'm so stoked. Apparently, theaters have been giving it standing ovations.
There's a new Top Gun?
It's early report.
Did Bruckheimer do it?
I don't know, but Tom really flies the planes, apparently.
Nah.
Yeah, dude, he's amazing. He does everything.
He really is incredible.
He's the coolest guy of all time.
I believe I suck dick. It's really weird his career became, I am the most realistic action guy in the world. Yeah. It's strange.
Well, it had to go. I think that's the way an actor like matures into.
Not at all.
Like a hot guy.
Not at all. He could be actually acting instead of jumping off. Well, listen, I'm happy he's doing it. I love these movies.
I think it's what he likes to do. I think he likes the stunts and stuff.
But Adam, he had a bunch of like fucking Oscar type.
Adam, can you do me a favor and pull up a little something on your phone?
He's never won an Oscar, right?
RidgeWallet.com.
Okay. Yeah.
Their website is...
Himawari House is filled with many specific Asian references.
Smidge Wallet is a wallet about your guys' dicks because it's just a smidge of
from
a penis.
From snacks to media, there is even a part where one of your characters refers to herself as miso soup.
Wow.
Were there any instances you drew from your own experiences that made their way to the pages of your book? That was actually a real thing that happened, except she wanted her name to be Oatmeal. One of my Korean friends came to the U.S. for the first time, and my friends and I asked her, what's your American name? At first, she wanted her name to be Harry, like from Harry Potter, and we told her, I don't know if people are going to go for that. And she said, okay, what about Oatmeal? I really like Oatmeal. I was like, I don't think that's going to work.
Oatmeal's a sick name.
Yeah. Yeah, she could just turn into like a big-tittied Asian Burning Man bitch.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And just say you're non-binary.
Literal, yeah, dream girl is just fucking big-titty Korean Burning Man fucking brain-dead psycho.
Stop, I'm going to start crying.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Well, I paint the picture, you know, as an actor.
Right.
As you may remember from my work as the Merovingian. Yeah. And as a writer.
My work as the Merovingian. My work remembering the Merovingian's lines and saying them on my podcast.
My acting work. My work as the Merovingian. And also my work as a writer in recalling Taylor Sheridan's rough script for Heller
High Water, Yellowstone. Call sign.
call
in the N-word.
What's on the
Los Revengiastos.
Desert the desert. All
right, we ready to talk about Ridge?
I can't wait.
Yeah, you got to just sneak it in there.
So man. We believe people care. So Ridge believes that people carry too much every day. So they saw the bulky wallets hey, that people babe. Have shoved into their back pockets. They crammed them with receipts and gift cards. And thought, enough is enough. So they designed the Ridge to focus on design functionality, a wallet that's minimalist without being limiting, so you can carry less and always have what you need. So they started off with a simple goal. The wallet they wanted to use was ended up redefining what people carry every day. So what's next? Cards for the Ridge team? A machine learning wallet that automates the process of making irresponsible purchases, maybe? Probably not. But for the time being, they're focused on providing great products to great people. And they're glad
that's
that we're
awesome.
On board.
So we're so happy to be on board.
So here's the thing. You can contact them whether or not you want to give them a brutally honest opinion or tell us about their questionably dangerous weekend adventures. They would love to hear from you. So
that would be something.
So give them your best at team@ridgewall.com. But here's the deal, folks. They got wallets. They got everyday carry. They got knives, pens, phone cases. They got travel bags, weekenders, packable bags, commuters. They got all this shit. And
wow.
Basically what they do is they strip down everyday items to their bare essentials. It's minimalist.
They shave the pussy hairs off it.
Exactly. Because that's not essential.
No.
That's what I always say.
Gotta shave the pussy
that
hairs
really
off
That really settles
it.
The grass on the field debate in my book. But here's the deal, guys. It started off as a Kickstarter in 2014. This company has exploded. They have Super Bowl ads now. And they've partnered with us this whole time. And we really appreciate that. So you can get your Ridge wallet in different metals and shit. I don't fucking know. They got carbon fiber, aluminum, titanium, premium Ridge wallets. Let's get a premium Ridge wallet. Let's get something real premium.
That sounds awesome.
18-karat gold, perhaps? Only $225. Forged gold. What does that mean, forged? Aluminum infused carbon finish. Oh, that's
wow.
Cool. They're forging it in fires. Men.
Have you watched Yellowstone?
No, I've never seen it.
I've watched a couple
My
episodes
dad likes
of
it.
I don't understand. I don't like get.
Well, what I heard is that Kevin Costner's character carries a Ridge wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
That's where his name comes from. It's because it costs money to have a wallet.
I believe he carries the burnt titanium.
Because a wallet costs money.
It costs more.
Yeah. And the
NUR
part of his
titanium, which is
it was originally Kevin Cost. It was the Cost family, but they shortened it at Ellis Island.
Did they?
Yeah.
What kind of name is that?
Well, his family, the family, of expense. They were the most expensive slaves in Italy. And when they came over. The Ellis Island.
I did not know that they had slaves in Italy in the 1900s.
The two drunk Irish guys at Ellis Island who pranked every European family in history by coming up with silly names for them. They were like, nah, we're going to get fired if we let this guy through.
Yeah. See, this one's too on the nose.
Yeah. This
even
one,
for us.
They're going to know that's us.
Oh, and guess what, guys? You can use up to 13 characters to personalize your Ridge wallet.
That is awesome that happened at Ellis Island. There was a guy that was just like me that had a shitty job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just...
And it's like, what's your name? Michael Spaghetti Dick?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll put that down. And then now there's like a guy who's like, hey, I'm the VP of sales at Merrill Lynch, and my name is Jonathan Spaghetti Dick. My family came over here in 1885. And we only recently found out that our name wasn't Spaghetti Dick.
Mm. Yeah.
I did it at 23. I did an Ancestry.com.
Some asshole at Ellis Island. Really pranked you. Yeah.
You know what 23andMe is better for? Guys with second families.
Yeah.
Mm. Because then your fucking nosy-ass kids do 23andMe. They connected their half-siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now I don't know why anyone would do that. Yeah, I'm going to send my DNA into a database.
Yeah.
To find out what race I am.
What type of white I am.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's like, and for $15, you can suck my dick, Tom.
Who was telling me recently that they're...
To get fence painted into adding your fucking, your genome to some shitty company.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I see the initial like, ooh, it'll be fun, without realizing, like, oh, they're stealing your fucking data.
Yeah, they have
I get the original excitement over it, but then it became very clear that it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how you got tricked into sucking dick numerous times.
I didn't get tricked. Yeah, it sounded fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And they stole your data.
And they stole my data. Yeah. We'll charge our phone.
You blew a guy. For a timeshare. And then lo and behold, every time you wanted some of that time,
anyway,
it was
guys,
already being shared.
At Ridgewall.com, you put in promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
Is there a promo code?
Is there a promo code?
There's a promo code.
You get a great discount at Ridgewall.com on their great
The finest place to wallet.
Dude, someone told me recently that their friend got like 10% Roma, and they were like, "Oh, fucking sick! I'm Italian," and it's like, "No, you're actually a gypsy. Eldis's, you're one of the worst kind of people."
Eldis's family did that. I think somebody in his direct family did. Maybe it was his dad. Maybe it was his sister. They were 100% Albanian. They were like, they were like from their village.
Nomadic people. Not to be, I know we joke around, we flirt with racism a lot on the show, but it's all in jest. But any kind of nomadic people, they're not operating with a full deck. Those are like, those are probably unevolved. That, they should be classified as a different species, I think.
You mean the Roma?
Any kind of nomadic people. Ireland has that, too. Ireland has these, like, roaming ethnicity, and they just, like, sell pots and pans to each other and get into fights. They just, like, have, like, bare-knuckle boxing.
Yeah, like the guy from Snatch.
Gypsies.
Yeah, there are gypsies.
They're Irish gypsies.
Yeah. And that's they're, like, basically, they're apes.
I don't think you're allowed to say gypsy anymore. I think it's
you have to say ape.
Slur.
You say Roma?
You have to say Romani or something.
Romani.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anybody that travels around selling wares.
Romani Malka, what's that
guy's
name?
Oh, yeah, Romani Malka. My, from the show Weeds.
From 40-Year-Old Virgin.
40-Year-Old Virgin.
That's just definitely
was he on Weeds?
Credit.
I don't. Maybe he wasn't even on Weeds.
I don't remember.
I don't even watch that show.
Half season of that.
I want to fuck that.
Everyone was
though.
Sucking off Weeds like it was the best show of all time.
Because it's Weed, dude. Weed's cool.
It was back when Weed still had a little more cash.
It's when TV was starting to get serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It was Breaking Bad, and then fucking every retard in the world was like. Oh, I think about TV. I think about the TV shows I watch. I think about what the TV shows I watch mean.
Yeah, and I discuss them.
And how about this? You're supposed to get high and watch that shit and not even think about it again.
Yeah.
That's good TV.
No, you're supposed to.
Yeah, that's what television was. It's something that just turned your brain off.
You're supposed to watch it and form opinions, and then on every single double date you have to go on with your girlfriend, you get to talk to the guy about it.
That is one
because
of the
it's common. Yeah,
that's one of the gays.
That you have to date the guy, basically, so because they want to have dinner together.
Yeah,
so
I'll have a double date, but it's got to be with a lesbian couple.
Hell yeah, dude! Two chicks.
I'm only talking to chicks.
I'm chilling with that butchie.
Exactly.
We're talking about replacing transmissions.
I hear about these things that women make men go through, and it's like it's time for a change.
Yeah. Okay, what are you thinking?
It's time for the men to have their own come up.
Okay.
Our own Me Too movement, if you will. But this time, we're the ones falsely accusing women of some sort of crime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That lands them being used for fuel.
What kind of crime do you think we could falsely accuse them of?
I don't know. Let's just jump right to the thing where we find a way to use women as fuel. Imagine
now,
that.
Do you mean melting them down?
They really had it.
No, so you're familiar with Tesla. You're familiar with Tesla's electric car product.
Sure.
And I thought, what if, you know, what's the next revolution in automobiles?
Yeah.
And it's
bitches in a hamster wheel.
You, everyone's always talking about you want to make sure you never reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what if we applied that literally to the automobile?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'll hear you.
Step one: no wheels on the car.
Okay,
wow.
You replace where the wheels were with naked, nude women.
Nice.
Wow. Amazon.
And they carry the car.
That's awesome.
And you know, you say, "Well, what do you have to feed the women?" Or
yeah.
No, you kill them when they're done. They're tired.
When you get to the place where you need to go, you kill them.
And there's a...
Do you get to fuck them?
There's a two-story back seat in the car, so you have extra women stored there. And instead of gas stations, we have breeding facilities where we have an endless supply of women slaves.
Okay.
That become the instead of gas, you stop there, and it's simple, and it's all underground.
It's underground.
So it doesn't take up any more space.
Oh, nice.
The carbon footprint is zero.
Right. It wouldn't go that fast, though.
It's
four women running.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're not that good at sports or running.
Well, obviously, a lot of this is proof of concept.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when you figure out the speed, the speed thing is speed kills.
Speed it's does. True.
You would never have a. There would be the end of deadly car accidents.
That's a great point.
They're saying that car accidents or car deaths
are
up.
Yeah, it would
up.
Take longer to get to work. But just think about it: you'd get to work, and everyone at the job is a man, so there'd be more efficiency in the workplace.
Right.
And
now, would
you
be afraid of somebody going out and fucking your tires?
You start the day, yeah, but so what? Then you just get more tires. They just make more tires.
Now, what if you fucked one of your tires and you liked it and you wanted to bring it inside?
You'd have to hide it in your attic.
Well, we would. That
I'd
would
be hiding women.
Yeah, would you?
In this world, yeah.
Because you can fuck a tire now, no one cares.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
If women became a tire, then you could probably.
Well, when they get,
them.
You know, if they get old enough, you know, and they can't be a wheel anymore, then yeah, you turn them into a tire swing. And you just hang them by their neck in the backyard. And, you know, people can have a go on it.
Right.
Yes. Nice.
And what age does that happen? You think 19, 18?
You give them, you
20?
Know, what you do is you use the used women, you give them to the zoo, and then an elephant sort of knocks them around. An elephant just sort of whips them around with his nose and kicks it around, and they become toys for elephants at the zoo.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do tricks with the women.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, dude, I'm getting tired. That fucking Jamaican food made me sleepy.
Yeah, I had two cookies. I'm going into diabetic shock now.
Yeah, they took a long time to bring that food.
They did take their time.
It ruined my day. That shit ruined my fucking day.
Yep.
We lost a full hour waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it was all right.
The guy seemed like a nice enough dude.
Seemed nice.
Does Mike Tyson also have a book called Painted Truths?
No.
Punched Truths.
Punched Truths.
I'm literally falling asleep on the podcast.
Yeah, you fell asleep twice. Dude, I did Skanks last night and fucking Jay died. Jay had a
seizure.
He had a seizure.
From
like,
dabs?
Yeah.
Dude, you can't
He started
be
seizing
dabs
for a second then like came back.
That's real drugs. That's not just getting high on pot.
Yeah.
Dude, it's weird to fall asleep on the podcast because it's like I'm just hearing your guys' voices.
It's
no,
nice,
well,
though, right?
You
Isn't it
like,
comforting?
It kind of is.
You want us to talk you to
what
sleep?
What if you accidentally turn into a podcast fan because of this?
That would be weird.
And then you get beaten to death in a Dayton mall by trying to say the N-word.
Tried to say it.
Yeah.
I love that, dude. I love that idea.
Hopefully it happens.
Can you give him a shout-out? And
he loves you.
He loves the show. He loved the show. And there was nothing he would love more. And then if you could just say his name once. Let me make a point of never using that name.
Yeah, even as a hypothetical joke name. Yeah,
never.
Take it off the list of fake names.
It just goes, that's how it's always. Yeah, I know this guy.
Do you want us to tell you a story as you fall asleep, Sal?
Honestly, yeah, go ahead. I'm feeling nice right now, dude. There's a little breeze. It's actually really comfy.
There was once a boy named Savros. He lived in a magical kingdom. Mm. He was the prince of the kingdom. Everyone loved Savros.
Why do you have to do that? You have to tell a kid a story where they're royalty. Just so they can go to sleep.
Well, it's more girls than boys. You don't tell boys, really. Yeah.
There was
princess.
A little girl
she was
who
a princess.
Thought she was a princess. But she had her mother, her evil mother's genes. And so she would grow up to become a tire.
Unfortunately, she was half her dumb bitch mom. She deserved whatever happened.
She got it because she wouldn't go to sleep. And she told her guidance counselor she was being molested even though she wasn't. Because she saw that on a TV show and wanted to get attention like the little girl. And her father went to jail for guess what? He was molested.
Yeah. Sad.
He was molested.
No,
and
the
then,
story is too sad.
And then when the little girl finally admitted that she was lying, and it's too late, the divorce already happened. And right. Because of that, the mother killed herself. And now the little girl has nowhere to go but to live with her father, who is regretfully telling himself that it's family and that's more important than everything. And even though this little girl fucking made it so that my wife is dead and I got raped in prison, I'm still going to sit here and tell this fucking bitch a bedtime story. Mm-hmm. She's like already asleep.
Yeah, he's hovering a pillow above her head.
Yeah, he's like, well, I guess that's fatherhood. Coming up next week on Becker. I think that's what happened on that show.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Taylor Sheridan's Becker. Becker's about a... he's like describing it. It's a Western doctor. He's a doctor that he has to leave New York. He's run out of New York on a rail after his daughter... She sees an episode of Doug... where Patty Mayonnaise is molested, and she wants the attention that Patty Mayonnaise gets. So she accuses her father of molestation, and it causes a divorce. And the father has nothing to do but enlist and go to Afghanistan, and he does two tours.
Right.
And then he comes back, and he's still, you know, hey, we know you, this is the molestation guy.
Right.
You got to get out of New York. So he moves to the desert.
Yeah.
Last little bit of the West he's found carved out, and he sets up shop as a, you know, sort of like a frontier medicine doctor.
Right.
And then that's when he's like
Dr. Quinn medicine pussy.
Yeah, Dr. Quinn medicine guy who thinks he's black. Because that's sort of always an important element in any story.
Of course.
Is race. That's what people want now, is this an exploration of race
and gender
in America.
Yeah.
Coming up on Frontline, race, good or bad?
Should we get rid of the other ones? Mm-hmm. Come back next week on Frontline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Head Koppel.
I haven't watched Frontline forever. Trump really destroyed Frontline.
He's bad, and he's an illegal president, and the Russia did that. It was all illegal.
Did Frontline do that?
I don't know if they did any Russiagate shit. I can't imagine that they did.
I feel like they wouldn't, yeah.
No, they would.
I feel like they're, like, pretty hard.
No, they were, like, hitting. The whole thing. For 2 years, it was nothing but Putin and Trump.
Really? On Frontline?
Yeah. Frontline got, like, lazy. They did, like, way too much ISIS shit.
It used to be the best.
It was good, yeah.
The ISIS stuff was good.
Yeah, but it just was the same content over and over again.
My dick used to be the best.
What happened?
You sucked it too long. And it pruned up a little bit.
It pruned.
You just fall asleep and die right now.
That would be
your
awesome.
Last words.
You sucked it too hard and it pruned up.
Yeah.
Dead.
I wish.
All right, guys. It's been great hanging out with my friends. Good night.
And good night.